Why must fancy shoes inevitably pinch during long speeches? Professor Concordia Wells pondered this and other unanswerable questions as President Langdon droned on in front of a crowd in the Sycamore House dining room. At least today Langdon was droning on about her dear friend and cottage mate Ruby Hitchcock, so the discomfort was worth it. Concordia, not blessed with tall stature, stood on tiptoe to see President Langdon, Lady Principal Pomeroy, and Ruby on the platform. The guest of honor looked lovely today, beaming and dressed in her best Sunday church outfit, a soft white pleated shirtwaist with a two-tone tweed skirt of fawn and navy.
"Today we give Ruby Hitchcock this Outstanding Staff Member Award for her more than 20 years of faithful service to Hartford Women's College," Langdon said. His smile reached his eyes, soft with paternal sentiment.
"But our Ruby is not simply the matron of Willow Cottage, keeping house and acting as chaperone to the students who live there. She, along with Miss Wells, are the heart and soul of that little domicile, acting as surrogate mothers to the girls in their care, fostering kindness, cooperation, and refined womanly behavior."
Ruby looked across the room at Concordia and rolled her eyes. Concordia grinned, then glanced back at Miss Smedley and Miss Lovelace, the two Willow Cottage girls assigned to help serve the refreshments today. Each girl stood as far from the other at the dessert table as she could manage, exchanging unladylike scowls. Concordia wished that kindness, cooperation, and refined womanly behavior would assert itself soon. It might make it easier for the two to share living quarters. Concordia turned her attention back to Ruby, who was extending a gloved hand to accept the plaque and envelope. After a hearty round of applause, the room fell quiet, waiting. Ruby hesitated. A dusky flush crept up her neck. Concordia hid a smile behind her glove. How ironic that a woman perfectly at her ease when dressing down a wayward student in her charge should find it daunting to address a crowd of teachers, administrators, and trustees. Perhaps the presence of the newspaper man jotting notes made Ruby nervous.
"This is right kind of you, Mr. Langdon," Ruby said finally.
"Thank you." The reporter raised a hand.
"Yes, Mr. Rosen?"
Langdon pointed with a pudgy finger. "How do you like your job, Mrs. Hitchcock? It is Mrs., isn't it?" the man asked, pushing his bowler further up his head as he checked his notes.
"Widowed, ma'am?"
Ruby stiffened and her right hand twitched. Concordia remembered the milkman's boy had gotten a sound cuff on the ear last week for asking how old the matron was. Luckily, the reporter was out of range.
"Yes, her husband died in the war, more than 30 years ago,"
Langdon added quickly.
"Ah, my sympathies," he made a note.
"So what can you tell me about cottage dormitory life?"
Ruby took a deep breath.
"Well, them girls can be right mischievous. I have my hands full keeping up with them."
Concordia glanced again at Miss Smedley and Miss Lovelace. They now stood beside each other, and close proximity between those two rarely ended well. Miss Smedley appeared to be repositioning the cups and cutlery, while Miss Lovelace gripped one lone spoon in her white-knuckled fist, either to thwart the other girl's arrangement or to shove it up her nose. It was difficult to tell. Right mischievous indeed.